in painting royal people, it was often the job of the painter to make their subject look beautiful. So if they looked ugly, they had a crooked nose, they would paint them with a beautiful nose, they would paint them handsome, and they would give them this painting purely for economic reasons. Because if you give someone a nice painting of themselves, they will order another one. But if you show them the truth, they might not order again. So that's why one of the famous lines of 18th century royal painting was when a royal looked at his artist and said, "Paint me, warts and all. Paint me as I am." This story from history gives us a little picture of how difficult it is for every one of us to look at our warts, our defects, and say, "This is who I am." Now, we have to avoid extremes of being so critical of ourselves that we don't see the full picture, or avoid the other extreme of being so effusive in our praise of ourselves that once again we don't see the full picture. Humility and honesty gives us the courage, even though it's very difficult, no one likes it, to look at our life and say, "This is who I am." Now, we may have gifts. We may be handsome or beautiful. We may be talented or smart, rich or powerful. And it is very easy to pick one of these characteristics and hide behind them, to use the gift of being a beautiful person physically or a rich person economically and use that as a barrier of not facing our faults, of not saying, "Yes, I'm beautiful, handsome, intelligent, but I have a habit of being very spiteful." Or, "I'm very rich and powerful, but I use and manipulate people." In Christian spirituality, the virtue of humility is often paired with the virtue of fortitude or spiritual strength, of saying to oneself, "Yes, I would love to be like this person in my imagination, fearless, humble, honest, truthful, beautiful, but I know these are my faults." That's why the sacrament of confession is such a valuable gift from the Lord, because it gives us the opportunity to say, "Yes, I have these talents, I have these gifts, but I use my beauty to manipulate people. I use my gift of words to hurt people. I use this or that for the wrong purpose for which the Lord intended it." In today's gospel, we have the picture of the man who was occupied by demons, who gave up his life. And people, when this man was cured, were so shocked that they say, "Jesus, get out of our country." Why? Because we like to have our demons and our enemies out there. They give us the illusion by them being so bad, we become so good. That is another trick which is used in our subconscious and our internal life to say, "At least I'm not as bad as that person." What we should always be saying, "How can I be better? How can I try to use these great gifts that God gave me to their utmost?" The best way to avoid sin and temptation is not to simply run away from it, but to run towards virtue. To so focus your life on becoming a better person that that's where you're expending your energy. And you see the beauty of becoming better and better each day, and that's what you want. And so it's not focusing on temptation and sin that makes us holy, but practicing the opposite virtue and giving your life to becoming a better person not just for yourself, but for all the people that you touch. So today, thank God for the gifts that you have been given. And ask yourself, am I using them to excuse the few faults that I do have? Or am I using them to become even better? These are gifts, these are talents, given to us to become better, not to use them as camouflage for our faults and defects, and be satisfied that at least we're not as bad as other people. You should always be worried, am I as good as I should be? Are the things that I can do to make myself better for the people that I love and for the God that I worship? Slava Isusu Christ.